So, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 through 7. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
Thank you, Matthew. So I've been thinking recently about being a parent, right? About raising kids and how to do so in a Christian way. Well, I currently have no true experience in raising little ones, other than in youth ministry. Bruno and I are about to embark into this adventure of parenthood. And I thought, what a great time on Children's Sunday to look into how to help our child and our students grow up with God. We know we'll be dealing with dirty diapers, feeding, burping, and lots of firsts. And of course, the nerves when any little thing changes. And while we know all of this, we don't know what the world will throw in. How the world will change while we're raising this child or any children down the road. And with this uncertainty, I then wonder, how are we going to do the best we can to raise our children in a Christian way in this world? And when thinking about how to bring our children up with God, I always go and I think of the importance of Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7, which Matthew just read for us. Everyone, parents, little ones, teens, even tweens, everyone is called to love him with all of our heart, our soul, and our strength. And if this scripture sounds familiar, like, you know, maybe it should be in the New Testament. I think I've heard it there before. It's there as well. When Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment of all time? This, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, is what he said was the greatest commandment. And that still stands true today. In Deuteronomy, Moses was re-emphasizing this commandment's importance. Prior to our scripture reading, Moses says to keep God's commandment at least three times. In Hebrew, that means that it's like all caps, like bold, like, hey, hey, do you see this? Keep it, right? And then we get to Deuteronomy 6, 5, where our scripture reading comes into play. In times when we are facing uncertainty, when we are facing changes like crossing into the Holy Land or becoming parents, we can look to the scripture and have something to cling to. When we love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, we submit to his plan, truly the best plan for our lives. Because if you haven't noticed, sometimes our own plans don't work out super well. Because we're not really following what God has in store for us. We just think we know what is good. But his plans are good. And his plans for us are good and not for disaster. It is to give us a future and a hope. But we must first love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And with this, submit to his plan for us. You see, when we really love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, and mind, then everything else is freely given to the Lord. If we give the Lord all the rest, if we give him the money, time, effort, will, and so forth, without giving him our love, all is lost. But we are not to only live this truth out ourselves. but to pass this along to our children. To share our love for God with our children. Show them that God should be their priority by making him your priority. I want to constantly be asking myself, how am I making God a priority today? And how am I showing my child that God is a priority? And I think we all have to do this every day to keep us in check with God's plan as well. Let's get them to church on Sundays while growing up. Let's help them to hear the gospel in all the different stories and scriptures from the Bible. Talk about who God is and teach our children who God is and what he has done. Talk about God giving his only son for you, your child, everyone. Live our lives as wholehearted Christians, and not just when we have time, not just on Sundays when we can get here, all the time. And help our children and teach our children to recognize God at work throughout their life. Help our children grow up with God. And I've been thinking about all these things recently, I think about everything. And this can be so overwhelming, especially the thought of raising a child in the world we live in today. But parents, I have some great news for you. And for those of you who are sitting here right now saying, oh, sorry, my children are too old. My children are all grown up. Or, you know, I don't have any children. This message doesn't really apply to me. Sorry. This is where you come in. This is where you are called to help in influencing the younger generations within our church, our communities, and even maybe children within your own families, whether they be grandchildren, nieces, nephews, great nieces, great nephews. You see, when we celebrate a baby dedication or a child baptism here at First Congregational Church in Hanson, the congregation stands and they promise that we, as a church, will come alongside the family and help to guide them, to be here for the children and the family, to help teach these children about God. Now, parents, as the Bible states, are to be the leading caretaker of their children's spiritual, emotional, and physical needs. And while the most important biblical duty of a parent is to teach their child about Jesus in action and in word, they are not alone in this parenting journey. They have the church behind them. They have the church on their side. And I truly think, though, that it should not just stop with the families that have their child baptized here. But when a family comes into our church, they step foot into our church, we should vow to come alongside them as well. To any family who walks in these doors, and no matter how old their children are, we should still vow to come alongside these families. We as a church promise to help these children, these parents, these families grow up with God. And we need to remember this and step up to this challenge. We should come alongside these families with the help from God, which means that we are to share in our experiences. Share who God is and where he has been seen throughout our lives. Live our lives as Christians and share God's love to these children and these families. Show these children and families what it looks like to love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And through this, invite them into our church family. Bond with them and help them and their families to grow up with God. Be a Christian presence in their life. Now, as parents, we must accept this challenge of raising kids in this world, but also humble ourselves and be able to receive the help, the spiritual guidance, advice, and relationships that come from this great opportunity of helping your children grow up with God in a church community. See, we need to work together, both families and the church, to help our children grow up with God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we are your children. And we thank you that we are here to just be loved by you, Lord, and to remember all that you've done for us and all you are continuing to do. Father, please help us to be this your guidance here on earth to these families who come in. Father, please guide us to help them in any way that they may need help. Father, help us come alongside every family here and in our community to know who you are, to help guide them within this world. And Father, I pray for the families who are just starting off and those who may be broken and those who have children who are older, Lord, that you just surround us and help us to guide us at this stage in our lives. Lord, please help us to guide these children, to just connect with these children and help them to understand who you are. And please bless the parents here today, Lord. Please put your hand over them, because this is a tough time that we are living in. So Lord, please help to keep them strong during this time. Just strong in your strength. Lord, I thank you for all that you do and all you continue to do in our lives. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.